This coming Friday is Yud Dalet Iyar, the 14th day of Iyar. And on some calendars, it writes, it's Pesach Sheni. So, is that true? Well, it's definitely true that Yud Dalet Iyar is Friday. And so is it true that there's Pesach Sheni? It is true that if there is a Pesach Sheni, that is the right date. The question is there a Pesach Sheni? Why would there be? Why wouldn't there be? So there's a famous Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Yos Yud Gimel. He writes, and he wrote the Minchas Chinuch at different times of his life. And now we have the new Minchas Chinuch. The old ones were much harder to read. I don't just mean the print, but he had a lot of Rashi Tevos, because paper was very expensive, and he tried to fit as much paper as much print onto the paper. Today we try to have as little print, write it bigger so we could read it. But the Minchas Chinuch writes, I'm sitting here, standing here between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and of course, Mehira Yibana Beis HaMikdash, that of course we pray that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, Mehira B'Yameinu. And I was just thinking about the following question. If the Beis HaMikdash is built today, we only have a couple more days left, if the Beis HaMikdash is built between Pesach Rishon and after Pesach Rishon, but before Pesach Sheni, so the question is, on Yud Dalet Iyar, would we bring a Pesach Sheni? Because there's a famous Gemara in Psachim, Ayin Tes, Daf Pei, where there's a famous dispute between Rebbe and Rav Nassan on what is the nature of the din of Pesach Sheni. Is Pesach Sheni Rego B'fnei Atzmo? It's like an independent holiday. That's Rebbe Shita. Or Rav Nassan says it's Tashrumin Le Rishon. That it's a makeup. Just like we have Tashrumin, if you miss Shacharis, so you daven regular Mincha, and then you daven a second Shmon Esrei Mincha, Tashrumin for Shacharis. So it's Pesach, because everyone agrees, if you brought a Pesach Rishon, you don't bring a Pesach Sheni. It's not a regular B'fnei Atzmo in that sense. The question is, for one who was Tameh, or Derech Rechoka, one who was Tameh and they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach, or they were too far away at the time, so therefore, and so they Chayev in Pesach Sheni. So the question is, why? For the one who is Chayev in Pesach Sheni, why is he Chayev in Pesach Sheni? Is he Chayev in Pesach Sheni because now that you missed Pesach Rishon to Rego B'fnei Atzmo? Or no, it's not a Rego B'fnei Atzmo. It's this Tashrumin Rishon. You just have to make up for something you missed. My Nafkamina, what's the difference? For most people, that wouldn't be a Nafkamina. Comes Pesach Sheni, you would have Bizman Shabesa Mikdosh Chayim. So then you'd bring a Karban on Pesach Sheni. So who is the Nafkamina for? So the Gemara tells us, Nafkamina for a Katan Shehigdia, or someone became Bar Mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and someone who converted between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. As well, that Shayel comes up during this time period as well. That's a separate shiur regarding Sfiras HaOmer, someone who becomes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Sfira. Does one continue counting with a bracha? You certainly continue counting, because you should always have to count. You can count with a bracha now. So regarding Pesach Sheni, so if you assume it's Rego B'fnei Atzmo, so then even a katan shehigdio, or a gerish and a skayir, it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. Now on Pesach Sheni, you are obligated in bringing it, so you bring it. According to Rav Nassan, you'd be exempt since you only make a tashlumin on something you're obligated. And if I was exempt from the initial obligation, there is nothing to make up. So that's the Gemara's case. And it's Siv quotes a Ger, so we don't have Aliba de Shita Rav Nassan who holds his tashlumin. So then he wants to make, perhaps you can make a further distinction between a Katan Shehigdel versus a Gersh and his Kayer. A Katan Shehigdel is in the Parsha, except yes, technically he's not a Kado yet. So for him, we'd say it is Tashrumin. But a Ger, which is totally not in the Parsha, so for him, we wouldn't say so. The Gemara makes a distinction between Rebbe and Rav Nassan in both of those cases, and the Tziv says maybe we can machalek between a Ger and a Katan Shen Higdio regarding the issue of Tashrumin. So that's the Gemara. So and the Nafkamina Ger Shen Iskayer or Katan Shigdio. So the Minchas Klinach is raising the question whether if the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore that's what would happen when you had the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if the Beis HaMikdash would be built during this time? So the Minchas Klinach quotes from a Yerushalmi that has a machokes in the Yerushalmi, whether if the Beis HaMikdash is built now, whether you could bring a Karban Pesach or not on Pesach Sheni. One opinion says yes, one opinion says no. Perhaps what's in the Kudis HaMachokes in the Yerushalmi? Perhaps it depends on the old Shaila of Kedushas HaMikdosh. It's, you know, it's a Machokes in general about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Basically, Shaila is a Kedushas HaMikdosh, a Machokes to Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says the Kedusha remains a Shekhinah B'Tela, and different opinions what the Ravid says, but you're showing, it's clear you're not Chayiv Kareis if you walk there. So it could be that the opinion in Yerushalmi, which says you bring it, because he holds the Kedusha was always there. So you were Chayiv on Pesach Rishon. But the one who holds that Yenad, he holds there was no Kedusha, now there is. But so either way, so that's what the Yerushalmi brings down a machokes. However, the Minchas Chinuch says that's clearly not the shita of the Bavli, because the Bavli, it's a Gemara in Psachim, and the Rambam codifies it in the Lachas of Karban Pesach, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalid, that the what is the criteria for Pesach Sheni? That you need that 30 days after Rov Chai Yisrael brought the Karban Pesach Rishon B'Tahara. If Rov of the Jewish people brought the Karban Pesach Rishon B'Tahara, so 30 days after, we have a din of Pesach Sheni for those who did not. However, if Rov Chai Yisrael did not bring the Karban Pesach B'Tahara, so 30 days later, it's still Yudalat Iyar, but it's not Pesach Sheni, it's nothing. There's no significance to the day at all. And in fact, that's how that could be the issue in terms of different Minhagim, Ashkenaz, Svard, on whether we say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni. So the meaning of Ashkenaz is to say it. Now, Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayem, so then Pashas, you didn't say it. It was a Yantav, a Quasi Yantav. But Bizman Hazeh, it's just a regular day. In other words, there's nothing special about Yudal at Iyar. It's that certain times, it happens to fall 30 days after Rov Chai Yisrael brought the Karban Pesach B'Tahara. So therefore, going to the Minhag Ashkenaz, regular day, so you say Tachanun. The Svardim, They don't say tachanun. Why not? It's a regular day. So they must hold it, you're right, but it's a zechu amikdosh. It's, we just want to remember the good old days, so when we have a Beis HaMikdash, we'll remember about Pesach Sheni. And I think, if I recall, that's interesting shita from the Breuer's community, who normally follow Nusuk Svard, but they make a chiluk between Shacharis and Mincha. At Shacharis, you say Tachanun, but Mincha you don't, because what is Shacharis? We know on Yud Daled Nisan, it's the Karban Pesach, is after Chatzos. So when they brought the Karban Pesach, Sheini, so it was after Chatzos. So therefore, why should Shacharis be a row? It's a regular day, and therefore Mincha. In fact, there are different Minhagim, which is a general Shiloh, whether eating matzah on Pesach Sheni. So the Chaz and Ishwas is against. Parakat Yield is nothing to the day. But among the Chasidim, they have a different Minhag, so that within the Minhagim, it's a different Shiloh, whether you eat matzah Yudawit Iyar Friday this year, or would you eat it on Shabbos? So that's a further issue. But the issue is whether you say Tachanan, because we Paskin, we hold it's not, there's nothing to the day, so therefore, the Ramah says, doesn't say anything about a Zeichel or Mikdash, we say Tachanan. The Mechaber, who says, you don't say Tachanan because it's a Zecher or Mikdash. So our Gemara, so the Yushami has a Machokas, but we the Bavli Paskin, that you definitely, there is no halacha Pesach Sheni, so even the Svardim who don't say Tachanan, they only do it as a Zeichel HaMikdash, and that's the minhag among, and that's the Breuer's community in making the chiluk as well between Shacharis and Mincha.